You're holding Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph on top. Again, that Omale Reb Lozel Rabbi Yashia Dedori. Reb Lozel said Rabbi Yashia Dedori means in his own generation. Rashi says means Shehoyi Bedoroi or Ben Giloi. Lafuki means to exclude Rabbi Yashia Godo Shoyi Tana. Not the Tana, but rather Reb Lozel now was talking to Rabbi Yashia from his door. And he told him like this. Loi Teisev Akarecho, did not sit down like Adam Ephorshus Lei. That minayin, how do we know to say that loimer shemata b'hashrosha? How do we know to say the pshat mishnah that when it comes the second day of Pesach, any crop that has already planted, that already at least it has a root, it's starting to b'hashrosha, so the yomer is matarit. How do we know that? So verse says minola. What kind of question is? But to me, is that a question? To see the pasuk says oviv. So, in other words, for the Oimer, you have to take Oviv. Rashi says, Koli Beish. So now, Lav Mechlal Dika, the Lav Oviv. Since it says, take this type of crop for the Oimer, take this type of barley for the Oimer, it's mashma that you'd be mounting one of the type of crops that are not fully grown yet. So it must be, even though they're not fully grown, still the Oimer is matter it. So Mara still says, the Lav Oviv, true, Enechanam Yavada, the Oimer is matter Tfua, even though it's not fully grown yet. But uliyolim diayil shlish, that maybe I'll call upon him that I grew at least a third. How do we know this even though it didn't start to grow yet? Just you put the seed in and it took roots already. How do we know that's enough? Maybe it has to at least be a third grown. Torah says true. El rather omashmuel mehochel chermesh. The pasuk says like when you start to begin to put like the knife to cut it down chermesh. So lav mechlad yikud lav bar chermesh. There must be some type of utfua that is not at the stage yet to even cut it down with a knife. Even that, the yomer is matter. The pasuk is saying, make sure to take for the crop that's already grown that you use a knife to cut down. Mashma, though, that there is already grown that's becoming mutter now, tfua, that's not that much grown. Zemora says true, but maybe the lav bar chemish was considered the tfua that did not grow that much yet that you need a knife to cut down, but the liyolam shachas. At least it has to be something that at least fit to give to the animal. But maybe if it's not grown at all yet, just the seed started to take roots yet, maybe the arm is not matter it. So most of Amar Rav Yitzchok, Koma. The pasuk says, like, from standing tfua. Mashmet standing. So the ik is, lav mechlau, the lav ba koma. That there's some type of tfua that's grown already, but it's not standing yet. And still the yomer is matarit. So what does it mean it's not standing? The korim is still in the roots. That it just started to root. So Mara says, no, again, the lav bar koma true. The yomer is matarit tfua that's not standing yet. But the liyolam agam, by kol poram, it has to be in the stage. At least it has grass. At least there's an agam there. At least it's in the grass stage. But maybe less than a grass stage is nothing. So Mara says, elo omar rob. Rob says like this. The pshat for our Mishnah, how do we know that the Omer is matet tfua as long as it was seeded before it started to take root? Because the pasuk says, Asher Tizra, when you start to seed it, Asher Tizra, Mishas Azriya, Mash Mesunaj, you put the seeds in the ground right away, then the Omer would be matarit. Omle Rapopola Rovas, Rapopola Zabat Rovi Yachib, this is the pasuk is so, Afagav de Lahishrash Nami. From this pasuk is mashma, even if they're not starting to take roots yet. But as long as you put the seeds in the ground, that should be enough for the yomer to be matarit. As long as you put the seeds in the ground right before Pesach, and now when it comes the second day of Pesach, it should become mutar. Even if you put the seeds in the ground, the night of Mitzvah Pesach also may be enough. So Mara says, no, Omar le Sudni. So Sudni said back. So Rashi says, Sudni means Lashna v'kolam like a Talmud Chacham. Al Shem, Al Soid, Hashem Li Reyev, Hashem Giv Soid, this is Reyev. He said back to him, like Sudni, Yitamah Chochom, the Pasuk says, Basod Iksiv, Mashma Shatizra Basod, the seed, has to be attached to the ground. So Rashi says, it means, Ashiye Niklat, Venishrash Basoda. As long as it took root already in the ground, that's called Basoda. But if the seed did not take roots yet, that's not considered Basoda. So the Pasuk is, Ashiye Tizra Basoda, to enable them out, as long as the seeds took root already in the ground, that's enough for whenever comes the second day of Pesach, the yomer is matter, this type of tfua. Now the Mishnah says, Koitrin beis hashlochim sheba mokim. you're allowed to cut down the wheat, the tfua, in the Beis HaShlochim, that's in a dried field that has to be irrigated, does not have enough rainwater, Shevamokim in the valley. And the reason is, since the tfua that grows in this type of a field is bad, it's bad crop, it's not fit to be brought for the Yoyma, therefore there's no issa to cut this down before you cut down the Yoyma. It's only the type of tfua that you could use for the Yoyma, so then the first cutting should be for the Yoyma itself. But this type of crops that are ruined, that are not fit to be used for the Yoyma, there's no issa to cut it down. Avoloi goitshi, but you now want to stack it up to make it into a pile. That you're not allowed to. But the left of the Ksira Yoyma. Now, Anshe Yericha, the people of Yericha, Koitzrin Beretzayin Chachamim, they used to cut down the crops from the Beis HaShlochim with the Ratzayin Chachamim, but the Goitzrin Shleib Ratzayin Chachamim, they did not listen completely, but they just used to pile up, stack up the Tfuah even before the Yoyma. For Lamicha B'yotim Chachamim, the Chachamim did not stop them because of this Maisa. Now the Mishnah says, Koitzel HaShachas, O Maichel HaVeheimo, means the tfua that did not finish growing yet, you're allowed to cut it down when it's still like unripe with a kavana to give it to the yoimer, to your behema, even though you're cutting it down before the yoimer. Now Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Amos, when was this said? Vizman shehischol ad shlohei vishlish, when the tfua like started to grow already, but it's not a third grown yet. The mashma, once it becomes a third grown, then you're not allowed to cut it down. However, Rabbi Shimon says, you even allowed to cut it down and give it to the animal's teeth, even after the tfua grew a third. As long as you're cutting it down for the animal's sake, that's mutter. Then the Mishnah says also, you're allowed to cut down the tfua, the fresh tfua, before the yomer, if the purpose is to save the trees. Let's say this tfua is growing near an orchard, near the trees, and you're cutting it down to save the trees, so that's also mutter. Mifnei Beis Ovel, let's say you need a big place to make a levaya, so you want to clean it off, cut down the tfua, it's mutter to cut it down, even though it's before the yomer. The same thing, Mifnei Bito Beis Medrash, and the reason why you're cutting it down is to have a place where to be able to learn, to give a shear there, then it's mutter to cut it down. Now, Lo Yasa Oysan Karichos, which means to say, in these places that you're allowed to cut down the wheat, or the barley, before the yomer, he should not make bundles there and tie up the bundles. Avamanichem tzvosim, but just leave them gathered together, meaning without a knot, he should not tie down the bundle. Now, mitzvah soime lovim in akoma. That means that the barley should be grown, like fully grown, and you cut it down now lishmo, lishem the mitzvah soime. That's the mitzvah lechatchila, to cut it down lishem the mitzvah soime. What's going to be loymot, so you did not find any more barley standing, all the barley was already cut down, then you have min hamorim, then you're allowed to bring barley from the piles already, from the bundles already. Now mitzvah son lovim min alach, the mitzvah is to bring from the fresh barley that's still soft, caramel means it's still soft. Loymot, so let's say you don't find any more soft barley, then you have min hayavish, you're allowed to bring from the dried out ones already. It's also kosher. Mitzvah solik tzabalayla, the mitzvah of the yomer is to cut down the yomer, cut down the barley, moitzoi pesach by night. The night going into the 16th day of Nisan. Loi motzoi, let's say, nikta by yom, let's say they forgot to do it at night time, they couldn't do it at night time, but they first cut it down by yom, it's also kosher for the yomer. And also, v'doichas ha-shabbos, the ktsira saima, the mincha saima is doichas ha-shabbos, if the second day of pesach comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter to be done on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yomin Oimer, Kosta Vechad Oimer, one Pasuk says, Uktzartem es Ktziro, Vehevesem es Oimer. Cut down the harvest, and bring it for the Oimer. Rashi says, the Mashmo, Sheyochol Liktzar Koyd Mavois Oimer, that you're allowed to cut down even before the yomer. So the ksartem es ksira, vareisam, cut down your own ksira, and then bring the yomer. Well, ksiv, another pasuk says, reishis ketzir chelakayin, no, the first thing you cut down should be for the kayin. Mashma, the first cutting of the new crop should be the yomer. So where it's a stira, okay, so how do you have both psukim? So the answer is, mimokim shatem, maybe, if this is good crop from a place, that you could bring this type of wheat or barley. For the Yomer, this type of barley for the Yomer is the Atakoitzer. You're not allowed to cut down from this place before you cut down for the Yomer. The first Ksira should be for the Yomer, and after the Yomer, then you can cut down for yourself. But Mimokom Shiata Navy, but let's say it's the place that the Mishnah says by Beis HaShalchan Shemamokim, that's the place that you cannot bring that crop for the Omer, then Ata Kaitzer, then you're allowed to cut down this crop for yourself even before the Omer. For the Morakash, I didn't have to say like this. Emma, what am I saying better like this? The Min Shata Navy Iata Kaitzer, maybe only from barley, that's the type of tfu you have to bring for the Omer. Barley you're not allowed to cut down before. But Mimin Shiata Navy, but let's say from wheat, that you do not bring for the Omer, maybe that's what the positive means, Ata Kaitzer, that you've got to cut it down for yourself. And Master was saying, no, all type of Tfuah, even wheat and spelt and rye, you're not allowed to cut down before the Omer. How do we know this? Samurai says, no, Hulei Motsisarma, this you cannot say. Kudu Rabbi Yechonon, like Rabbi Yechonon says, that we have before, Rashi says, the Yom Liyah, we said before, Asi Yerashis, Michala, you learn out Hilchas like Omer from Hilchas Chala. Just like the mitzvah of Chala applies to all five minim, who are then this Issa, not to cut down the new crop before the Omer, applies to all four minim of Tfuah. If so, how come one person says you're allowed to cut down? So it must be that it means that type of crop that's not fit to be used for the Omer. Now then the Mishnah says, Anshe Yerichoi, Koitzrim Rotzik Achamim, the Goit Shinshleib Rotzik Achamim. Used to cut down the wheat beforehand with the Rotzik Achamim, but they piled it up, Shleib Rotzim. Where it says, Man Shamed Le Diyomar, Michu V'loi Michui, who's the Tana that says, now Mishnah that says, Chom Munat Moicha? The Rashi says, K'retoni V'masnisin, V'loi Michu B'yodim Chachomim, and the Chom Munat Moicha, Gemara says, it goes according to Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. The Rashi says, the first call will soon explain. And the Gemara says, V'sov Reb Yehuda, the truest view to hold, that Ksira Diyan Shei Rikhoi brought to Chom Hevoi, is that true that Reb Yehuda holds that Diyan Shei Rikhoi cut down with the Rosh HaChomim? I bought Tanya, we're not like this. Shisha Dvorim, also An Shei Rikhoi, there are six things that they did. Now Shloisha brought to Chachamim. Three of the things they did were with the permission of the Chachamim. Who Shloisha Shloisha brought to Chachamim. And three of the things they did were not with the Rosh HaChomim. Now, V'yelu, these are the things, Sheberos and the Chachomim, they did it with the permission of the Chachomim. Markivin to Kolim, Kol HaYoim, used to like graft together palm trees the whole day. So Rashi says it means, Shalar Ba'osa Benisan, on Erev Pesach, the Tzavikas, they held, Lav Malacha Chashuvi, that's not called the Chashuv of Malacha. On Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to do hard work. So they held grafting palm trees, that's not called hard work. The Korchin Eshma used to like roll up the Shema. Rashi says that means the same first of Pesachim, Shoyoimrim Shema Yisrael, Lohayom Afsikin, Litin Reva, Pentevel Teva, they didn't wait between each word, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, they didn't wait, they did it fast. So that's the second thing they did. And thirdly, the Koitzrim Lefnei Yomer, and used to cut down wheat, the Mishnah says, of Beis HaShalchan Shebamokim, Barotzei Chachamim, and this was done Barotzei Chachamim. These three things, the Chum said it was okay. Now, V'yelu, what are the other three things? V'yelu, Shaloi Barotzei Chachamim, what are the things that were not Barotzei Chachamim? Goitshin Lefnei Yomer. They used to stack up what they cut down before the Yomer. That's not right. Omatirin Gamzuyis Shalhegdish Shecharuv Vishal Shikmo Gamzuyas are like the branches. So they held that even though these trees belong to Hegdish, somebody was Maktish, his Charuv, his boxer tree, or Shikmo, or this type of a tree, they were Mata the branches of it. The branches of these type of trees, they held have no Kedusha, we'll soon see. Thirdly, they did was, Uperks and Protas began a Sayim, Uperpada Sayim, used to make like entrances in their gardens, or in their paradise. Lahachil Nashalanim. To be matter the Nesha, that's the pears that fall down by itself. You find the bottom of the tree, Bishne Bitsiris in the years of hunger, Bishabos of Yom Tovim, that used to let the Neim come and take it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And really we know that's also. You now let eat from the pears that fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's muksa, Tzigzeri may come to pull it off the tree. So these are the three things they did, Shleib Rosh Chachamim. These are Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Oh, Ma'alo Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, says that's Rabbi Meir. In Barot, and Chachamim, Hoi Yuoisin, Ye Kolod, the Moisin Kain. If these first three things were done, Barot, and Chachamim, then everybody should do like this. Elo Rather, Elo Vielo, Shleib Rosh Chachamim. Havad, Rabbi Yudah, don't know all six things were not done, Barot, and Chachamim. These are not things that Chachamim wants you to do. But the difference was, three of the things the Chumah made a Machor, they protested, do not, they told them to stop. And three, they did not. These are the three things that the Chumah did not stop them, even though it was not Rosh Chumah, but they just were not Mechah. Makif and the Kolam Kolayim, that you could graft the palm trees the whole day of Erev Pesach. Makorchim is Shema, used to say the Shema together first. Makorchim the Goychim of Mechayimah. And he used to cut down a pile of the tefuah before the Yomer. So again, these were things that were Shleib Ratzon, just B'lai Michal, like it says in our Mishnah, Chacham were not Meicha. Hakopon, that's the Kasha. That this goes like our Mishnah, and our Mishnah it says that you're allowed to cut down. Just the Goitshin was not right. And here, you adults know that even to cut down this tefuah before the Yomer is also called Shleib Ratzon Chachamim. That's the Kasha. Like here, you adults, that the Kaitzrin Vagaitzrin of Leyainer, that this is something Shaleb Rosh Chachamim, not like it says in our Mishnah, that it was done Rosh Chachamim. And the Elu Shemich, according to Yudah, the Elu Shemicha B'yodim, these were the things that Chachamim made a Machor, like I told him, stop, do not do it.